When I got my middle T sequencer, it was such a travesty of... It was a disaster that worked very well. So we couldn't work out what... You couldn't tell the difference between a middle T clone and a small T clone, because there were only 12 base pairs difference, and you couldn't size it on agarose gel, unless you were really pushed to luck. So when it came to sequencing it, we had to, you know, you had to label up the fragments and do maximum Gilbert sequencing. It was a complete pain in the bum. And we, there was all this stuff where you have to dry the sequences down, so you put the fragments in a desiccator, and we were doing it on a... The lyophilizer kept on not working, so we were doing it on a water pump, one of those vacuum water pump things, in a little widget. Yeah, so labeling the fragments was a big pain in the bum, because that was hard, and you couldn't get enough counts to do it, and all this stuff. I remember drying it down, and for some reason the vacuum, it pulled a really good vacuum with the water thingy, and then there must have been a fluctuation in the water pressure, and so the vacuum got stronger than the pump could generate. So what it started there was, they basically sucked the entire water stream into the thingy, which filled up the brim all over the nicely purified DNA, which we then had to purify from lime scale, because we're so that's what we ended up sequencing. And I developed that on the fourth floor because they've got a new X-ray processor. So I went into the... working out what I needed to see on the gel if it was middle T. And so the diagnosis was to see a run of four A's. So you could tell... You know, that was the only thing that you had to look for, was a run of four bands. So you could see that as it came out of the XMAT. So I was fairly sure that I got the right thing when I got it, but then I met Freed coming out of the dark room. So he followed me up the stairs with the film, and then we met Kamen in the corridor. So it was, and I wasn't sure, because I assumed the thingy, so I had to go and check it. I was too excited not to. So I had to run along the corridor and shut him out of his office so I could work out what I'd got.